Okay. Hi, everyone. Almost a full room. Welcome to the Translator Dev Room. There was a dad joke popping up in my head for all this week. I would like to say, welcome to the Translator Dev Room, where we speak your language. But now I can say, welcome to the Translator Dev Room, probably the hottest room at FOSDEM. I'm Tom de Moor. I've been living and breathing open source since the very beginning of my professional career. I've been contributing to all kind of open source projects, from Asterisk, which is a voice over IP server, to Octoblue, an Internet of Things platform. But about 6 years ago, I started contributing to Mattermost. I started with translations. From there, I branched out to write some documentation, did some blog posts, did even some programming for them. Through those years, I became the weblate administrator for Mattermost. I'm not the weblate expert. There are other people here in the room that are definitely more an expert at weblate, of course. And I somehow became the unofficial translation community manager. And 2 years ago, I gave a presentation about how we nurture our translator community here at FOSDEM, but the community translator community of from Mattermost. Yeah. For those who are not familiar with Mattermost project, it's a chat-centered platform used in high-stake environments. It offers a massive amount of integration possibilities. It allows teams to orchestrate sophisticated workflows and automate manual processes. So far, the marketing department. Let's dive into translations. Since the very beginning of the Mattermost project, translations were a community-driven effort. We prioritize quality before quantity, which we want to feel that the translations feel native, not like a bad machine translation. That feels weird to say in a presentation about automatic translations. I know that, but I will fix that later. Right now we are shipping Mattermost in 22 official languages, and I think we have another 20 languages that are not officially supported and behind the feature flag. They are not official because they are lagging way too much translations to give a good end user experience. But to make the work of the translator more visible, even for the translators themselves, we make them visible behind the feature flag. Just for scale, each language is about 12,700 strings, which is roughly 85,000 words. That's about 200 pages for each language. So it's quite a lot of work if you have to start from zero for a new language. What's this talk about? Automatic translations. We did a first experiment, and it said boom. Then we did something like, let's do this again, and then we end with some questions.